redemption is at hand.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment. When all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to the pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for terrible calamity will come upon the earth and a wrathful judgment upon these people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So powerful the word of Jesus. Stand erect and raise your heads, because redemption is at hand. Jesus not only telling us to like that on the last day of the earth, but each moment, stand erect and raise your heads. We are the children of God. By doing the will of God, we should be proud of ourselves. So be strong. Be joyful. Most of our days have lots of calamities surrounding us. World news, family news, not happy news. Many times we are depressed by these news. But still, Jesus is warning us to prepare our way. Not only that day, today, this moment, stand straight and be joyful. Only by living the word of God in every present moment, we are giving praise to the Lord. We give glory to the Lord because we do His will. When we think so many things in the future, worry about so many things in the future, over things of the past, this is not the will of God. You remember Jesus once, that's a man, he said, "Oh, this year we have a grand harvest, so I will build a big house to hold all these things, and then I will rest." What Jesus command? Stupid. Tonight the Lord will take your soul. It can happen to us. Be smart by knowing the time is at hand for you. Don't worry about the world. Maybe we don't have this period to see the end of the world. But we are all invited to the banquet of the Lord in our time. We are all called to Him. But if we are not ready, what will we be? We marry so many things about the others of the world. Think of yourself. Not to be selfish. Just to be the real friend of the Lord. Your heart is open to the Lord. Whatever you think is a thought of the Lord. Whatever you do is the thing of the Lord. In Europe, in many churches, they sold the crucifix with broken hand of Jesus or broken leg of Jesus, because during the wartime, the bombings, so all the crosses were destroyed. But he put back some part of the cross, the crucifix, on the cross, saying kind words, telling us, now, today, you are my feet, you are my hand. So we share the destiny of Christ. We suffer for the sake of humanity, for the salvation of humanity. On the other hand, we, together with Christ, be joyful in God the Father. We are only Father. So no matter on earth, people is denying us, neglecting us, still stand straight and joyful because Jesus is telling us, I am with you. Even though you're suffering, I am with you. So don't get despaired. And pray hard that every moment we do His will, the will of the Father. Especially this moment. Pay more attention than before with prayers. Especially time of receiving Holy Communion. More conscious that Jesus is coming to your heart. And stay with Him. Don't just look around and go out. Go out without thinking of anything. Jesus is accompanying you. Jesus with you. In this sense, we can be stand straight and be joyful because the Lord is with us.